Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your chance to win tickets for the Hella Mega Tour.
All right.
That's right. Be listening for the code word.
I'm going to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think the whole show's going. We'll have to have our own little VIP section all roped off and be all like, what? Are you
VIP? Going to Bottle Rock this year, too?
I don't know if I'm going to Bottle Rock, to tell you the truth. I mean, I want to, but it's just, it's always so difficult to get a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, I might pick a day and do a single day.
Yeah, I'm going to do a day. Yeah. I'm not staying up there.
But I haven't.
But
really,
I'm going.
I haven't made any plans yet.
I mean, I really hope that it's Miley and then the Foo Fighters. That would be
an ideal scenario
for me. But
that'd be everyone you wanted to see.
Whatever happens is fine.
Something for
me.
Your kids, something right. For you. It'd be great. All right, well, now
we haven't been confirmed for tickets yet. I'm not sure.
No, I know. I'm also wondering, like, am I going to have to pay for this? Or, you know?
Oh, I don't want to pay, but I will. I mean, that's used to be the perk of being in radio.
Sold out the minute that they go on sale.
You know, you're in radio, you get concert
tickets.
What?
Right. Not you don't just get concert tickets. You get VIP passes, backstage passes. I mean, I want all the stuff. I'm very spoiled.
We're in radio.
Very spoiled.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. You can also find them on Instagram. They post tons of pictures of great
Beautiful.
Ideas. And apparently, my chimney is a mess and needs to be redone.
Get on it.
Fireplace.
Fireplace is a disaster. Yes. It needs to be redone. So we're going to do that.
All right.
With stuff from All Natural Stone here very soon.
You going to go tile or slab?
I can't. You should call somebody else at my house and ask them that.
She's got her own ideas.
I am always looking at the TV. I don't even see what she's tripping on, but whatever. Anyway, sunny today, windy again, highs in the 60s. You know, we talked about this earlier. I took my kids down to the beach yesterday and the wind forced us off the beach. It was just no fun. And you had said, oh, it was just perfect here. People were writing in going, oh, Mill Valley only.
Yeah, I think Mill Valley only.
It was windy everywhere but where you were.
There were a couple gusts. I will say at about 2 o'clock, I was like, well, that was quite a gust. And then it went back to perfect and breezy. How was it in Benicia?
It was super windy. So when you said, oh, a gust, like, no, it was like tornadoes were about to come
up. Oh, boy.
I mean, a little traumatic, but that's what it felt like.
You know, I've been waiting for this article, and I was hoping it was going to take a better, bring better news.
Uh-oh.
California is going to be playing catch up this year with the fire season expected to be brutal. That's your headline in the Merc.
Oh.
But my thought was, well, look, we know what happened last year, and we know that there's money put aside for forest management. We know that's something that hasn't been done, and we know Gavin's on it, right? Except they're not. They're not on it at all. They are talking now about how they need to ramp up those safety measures like clearing brush, fire breaks, but they haven't done it yet. And it's really a bummer, as they say. They have a lot of work to do before fire season, so we aren't in the situation we're in now. Guys, now.
How about today?
Right now, you should be sending crews out. What are you, nuts?
Right.
Like, that should have been happening, and, you know, as soon as the rain stopped, whenever that was, and even with the rain, like, you know, do what you can do.
Right.
Don't just
all
sit
the time,
there.
Every day, do some stuff.
All right. So anyway, that's what they're saying is now they've got to get started on this. The money's been put aside. There are millions put aside for forest management efforts that include fire breaks, thinning forests through logging and controlled burns, and dialing back on some fire suppression efforts. Anyway, they go on to describe this plan that just isn't in motion yet. So, okay.
Somebody kick somebody in the ass. Let's get that going.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping maybe this... well, okay, you're right. This isn't going to help anything at all. So I'll move on. The Warriors lost last night. You know what? I sat there and I was watching pro surfing happening live in Australia, and the Warriors were on playing the Lakers, and they were winning by 10 the whole way. And I was in heaven. And then I looked over and it was 9 o'clock and I had to go to bed. So I didn't get to see the end of the game. And then I wake up, first thing I look for, and it's Lakers beat the Warriors 103-100. Now we play one more game. We have one more chance to get into the playoffs. And that's Friday night against Memphis at 6 o'clock. So
Warriors.
Bummed. I thought we had that one, man. I really did. It's too bad. All right, these are fast news stories, okay? They're just quickies. Two TikTokers in Philly are going viral for a fun reason. They go up to random people on the street, they start singing a song, and then they stop to see if the person they're talking to can finish the next line.
Oh, okay. I love that game. Oh.
What is that? It's not Name That Tune, but there's definitely...
There was like a game show, line. Do You Know the Words, or...
Finish yeah. that line?
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember what the name of it was, but they would stop the thing and you had to know the next line.
I feel like Brandon would be good at that.
This is all the rage on TikTok, so if you haven't looked in a while, they say this is pretty fun to watch, and the success rate is surprisingly good. So they're doing popular songs, not, you know, obscure B-sides. Grocery store
work.
I've
been around that track, but it's not for you to hop in like that, cause of
no holla back, girl.
Yeah,
no holla back, girl.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Yeah, so I put my hands up to play my song.
Butterflies fly away.
Oh yeah,
in West Philadelphia.
You got that?
Oh, no, I didn't catch that last
one. I didn't know that one.
That is pretty fun, right?
It's great.
Yeah.
All right. A grocery store worker in Kentucky named Terry Rush was sweeping the floor when he found a $1,000 money order on the ground.
Oh.
They say he could have just kept it, but he turned it in, and the guy who lost it was so appreciative, he tracked down Terry to tell him thanks in person.
Oh.
He didn't give him any money, though. But both of them started crying, and I thought, oh, geez, that's
crying.
Yeah, I guess they were just so both emotionally touched by their incredibly generous efforts.
Well, the one guy was crying because he didn't get a reward.
Right, no doubt. Someone in England was selling their home and got two huge offers that were way more than they were expected to get. But they rejected them both and sold it to a young couple instead who could only pay the asking price.
Oh.
That's rich people, right?
I mean, you got to have money, right? They didn't need the money.
You're just throwing money away? All right. I know they tell you to write a letter when you're like, you know, oh, tell these people
about yourself.
In the Bay Area, you have to, it's not just money. You have to hope that your letter is actually good too.
Yeah.
We look forward to raising our family there. Yeah. Right?
Absolutely. I've written letters for every house I've ever bought.
Yeah, that is pretty much standard now. You gotta get your letter together.
Yep.
A bottlenose dolphin off the coast of New Zealand has adopted a baby pilot whale that will eventually be four times its size. Researchers say it's not unheard of for a female dolphin to adopt another animal or care for them, but it is surprising that this little dolphin has adopted what will end up being a big giant whale.
And it's nursing it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's
taking
sweet.
Care of it.
Isn't that nice?
Loving it.
Yeah. I like when you see that, you know, I follow a couple of these pet things where, like, you know, a cat adopts a puppy, it's nursing the puppy, and the puppy thinks it's a cat, and it plays with all the other cats. And,
yeah.
Oh, or some neat little ducky is adopted by a cat or a dog. Sweet. I like it.
Good old Florida. An alligator jumped out of the water near Tampa last week and grabbed a guy's dog.
Oh, boy.
The guy jumped in after it, though.
And?
He poked the gator in the eye and got his dog back. Both of them got bit, so they both needed stitches, but they're also both going to be okay.
Oh, that's great.
That guy's a hero.
Also, don't walk your dog so close to the alligator pit.
No kidding.
They are everywhere. There's all these drainage ditches in Florida, and there's you. Even a small gator can really do some damage.
Well, yeah, you don't.
They're in all those. We.
Right. This is interesting. Fidelity Investments just launched something called Youth Accounts, where teenagers will be able to buy and sell stocks unsupervised. Mm-hmm. So parents are expected to open the account for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's funded with whatever amount the kid has to play with. And then they get to start doing trades. How do you feel about that?
I think it's fine, I guess. I mean, I wish that I'd known more about things like that when I was a teenager.
Sure. Fidelity's pitching it as an educational tool to help kids learn about investing, but you know, they can also lose all the money.
Or they could actually make a good bet, and it is gambling, kind of. Really, it is. Not even kind of.
Sarah?
Yara?
You used to like the smell of cocaine.
Oh, God, I loved the smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was always like, is that cocaine I smell?
Right. Did you ever have to hide it from the law? Was there ever a time when you were in a situation
like
where
over
you had to
and there was cocaine in my I don't think so.
You never had to? No.
I don't think so. I don't
wow, look
recall
at you.
That.
You had a cocaine career for a minute there and never got busted at all.
Mm-mm.
Or hassled.
Mm-mm.
Ha!
I never had
Sheesh.
Enough of it. I was, you know, I wasn't making all kinds of money. So even if they'd caught me with it, I'd be like, what, a little scrap of paper? What are you talking about? That's nothing. That's it.
Weren't you going to parties, though? Where'd you do the stuff?
You know,
right there at work?
At this bar that I worked at, yeah.
Huh.
Mostly. Oh. I did it wherever I could get it. Sometimes, because we were in a band, it would get offered. That was probably the diciest, because someone could have set you up for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I never get in any trouble with it. Did you?
Cocaine and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy. I cannot pretend. I'm not faced. Only
you
to
you know who this is?
Lil Nas X.
That's right.
Why?
Give her a point.
You knew that?
It's from that new song of his.
Montero.
All right.
I love that song.
It's a big hit. Big hit.
48-year-old Marty Martinez from Lakeland, Florida, was arrested on Monday morning for a DUI. They say that he was asleep behind the wheel of his pickup, so he wasn't really driving, but he was in his car and he was a mess. Oh. They say that they woke him up and he had a white powdery substance all over his face.
How is he asleep?
There was a strong smell of whiskey on his breath, and when they asked him to get out of the vehicle, he forgot to put the car in park and rolled forward.
Oh, boy.
He did have enough awareness to remember that he had a couple baggies of cocaine on him.
Mm-mm.
And that was, at that point, he was already in the back of the patrol car. The cop
they hadn't
was still,
searched and they just threw him in the car.
Yeah,
huh?
They just threw him in the car, I guess. That's weird, too, because they do search you.
Mm-hmm.
Is anything going to stick me? I don't know. What do you think? I have needles in my pocket?
It's usually for weapons, though, right?
Or whatever. Yeah, and I don't know. I've never seen that. But anyway, the cop was still finishing the paperwork when Marty pulled the two baggies out of his pockets and tried to sit on them.
Oh, sure. You got to get those somewhere where they're not going to get found.
They say the baggies were recovered at the station, and those then they tested positive for cocaine.
And
so
poo-poo.
He's in extra trouble. Extra,
yeah.
As the
when
kids
you go to the
like
station,
to
they
say.
Make you turn around and cough, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never been to the station.
I've never had that happen, but I think there is a couple
you tell
techniques
me.
Used.
Yeah, that's what they do. They go grab each cheek.
That's one, yet another good reason to not go to the station.
It's actually Vinny's favorite move.
Oh, the bend over, pull apart.
Right,
sure.
Yeah, and then cough, too.
Okay.
Goodwill stores have put the news out there that they love that people donate to them, and they have a business model set up to recycle things that you've...
Yeah.
You're done using and you get a tax write-off and they're able to sell and they employ people. It's a whole thing. But they've now put it out there. As much as we love getting your donations, please stop donating trash.
Yeah, don't.
In the last year, more than ever, as people have cleaned out their houses. You know, here you are, pandemic and housebound, and you find yourself cleaning up. Yeah, that coffee table with only three legs is trash. It's not something they can do anything with.
We're not
going
to fix it.
They don't want it.
Right.
So they're saying, please, we don't want to discourage donations, but we need you to know that trash needs to go to the dump.
Yeah, if you're getting rid of it because it's broken, don't donate.
It's trash, right.
Right, it's actually trash.
It's trash. I thought, oh boy, that's unfortunate.
Well,
people,
we want to help.
The extra run to the dump sucks. I have to do it often, and I get it. It's not only is it, whatever, $19 if you're in town and you've got your ID on you, but on top of that, you had to drive all the way out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. You get to see the peacocks, though.
But that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Find the dump in your area and
don't
go there.
Don't just donate it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. 408 says, real estate agents now urge home sellers not to accept buyer letters to avoid discrimination lawsuits.
Oh. Really?
I wouldn't have even thought of that.
Me either.
Wow. I'm not rich, but I took a lower bid from a beautiful young family with a compelling story. My real estate agent agreed it was a great decision.
Oh.
That's great.
It's very nice. Well, if it's, you know, if you're already getting more than you can, in this area, you're already getting more than you asked for. And if it's the difference of a couple thousand dollars, maybe you do go for the family you like better.
I got more.
But that is not, I mean, hearing that people could sue for discrimination, that sounds so real.
Oh, no, there's a bunch of texts just like that. Buyers cannot write love letters anymore. They're considered potential discrimination.
Oh.
That's okay.
It should just be the person with the highest bid or the strongest financing, I guess.
Hey, Vinny, I am also going in for a sleep study in June. Do you know if they plan on giving Christina a sleeping pill for her study? I don't know anything about it, actually. I know of her problem because I sleep next to her.
Yeah.
And I know that she's not getting good sleep. I don't know what they plan to do for her. It's really weird, though, that she hasn't left the house in a long time.
I mean, now she's going to go sleep somewhere else. I'm sure it's
weird.
Sterile.
I don't know. She actually, you know what? While we were sort of talking after the beach yesterday, she goes, you know, they haven't even asked me if I've gotten my vaccine. Which she has, but I mean, that's weird.
Maybe they don't care. Maybe they all just wear masks anyway
because
it's sort of a hospital setting.
Yeah, I don't know. By the way, the real estate letters, the texts are, there's pages of them. People saying, you can't do that anymore. All right. Got it.
Well, good to know.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
ASAP Rocky, Rihanna, and weirdly, Jackson Brown.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.